This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined today by Johnny Cake Sawville and Eric Bickle, Bish Bucks in Florida. Before we get back into the Commanders, I wanted to mention something about Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
So Saturday night, I did something I hadn't done in a long time. I checked out Saturday Night Live.
Okay. Stay up and watch.
What hot garbage
you stayed
is.
Up until 11. It starts at 11:30,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
Man, that's late to stay up.
It's not that late on a Saturday night.
It's late any night, in my opinion.
Okay.
You're a night owl. You love staying up until like 1 or 2 in the morning.
I don't find it to be ridiculously late for a weekend.
Who are their biggest stars?
Pretty late.
That's the problem. So Lady Gaga was the guest host and the singer.
Mm-hmm.
Or the, you know, sometimes they bring in a band. She was the musical act and guest host.
Okay.
I don't know how often they do the double, but they did a double dip. And she was fine. I don't know hardly any of the cast members. I know Kenan Thompson.
Yeah. Well, you only know him because I think he's been there. I think he might be the longest tenured cast member in the history of the show. Like, he's outlasted everybody.
And then I'm going to botch his name. Because I'm thinking of the star from Anora that won the Academy Award. Is her name Mikey Day? Or is the guy on Saturday Night Live named Mikey Day?
Mikey Day is on SNL.
Yes. I recognize him.
Mikey Madison is in Anora.
That's right. So I recognize those two cast members.
Okay.
Literally everybody else, I had no idea. They got somebody who's playing Trump. He doesn't even really look like him.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's a cast member. I will say they did an opening skit where there was Trump and then Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Myers is coming back to do Elon Musk. He's pretty funny.
Okay.
I haven't seen him do anything in years.
Yeah.
I assume that's just a guest, you know, does a little pop.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's been a while since he's cranked out of Wayne's World. Those are the same guys. So I do know them.
And Michael Che.
I do know those two.
They've been doing it for a while.
I didn't make it to the news.
Yeah.
I watched three skits and they were so bad and I didn't know any of the people.
You just had to punch
they did
out.
To their credit, they had Gaga singing. It seemed like in every one of the skits it had some sort of musical twist, but it was so bad.
Right. Well, it's kind of been its MO for 20 years now.
And maybe some of those cast members are phenomenal. And if you saw them do stand-up,
I'm sure they're
they'd
all
be
super
great.
Talented.
And somebody might turn into the next Eddie Murphy or turn into, you know, the next Chris Rock. but I wasn't seeing it.
Right.
It's never going to live up to the glory days, the glory years. I know they just had their reunion special that seemed to do very, very well.
They should probably do more of those.
That's because they brought back all the old Tillys.
Right. Yeah.
And they even did that in the opening skit where they bring back Mike Myers as Elon Musk.
Right. Right. Well.
Anyway, I watched a little of that on Saturday night, and I don't think I'm going to watch it again for
you're
years.
You're probably out.
You don't need
Sounds
to.
Like you're out on that.
I felt like I should try. Like, I happened to be up watching it. I'm like, all right, let me give it a chance.
Right.
It was so bad.
At least you tried. You can say you tried it. You made an attempt.
All right, so back to the Commanders. Dante Fowler put out
I'm just seeing
kind
this.
Of an angry.
I didn't see this over the weekend.
I don't know if it was Instagram or a tweet.
Yeah.
And then you have it in front of you, the exact phrasing, but he said disrespect
or something. Yeah, I just saw it. I just clicked on it. He goes, I can't take it anymore. Something like that. The disrespect, I can't take it anymore. And then his teammate was, they say, seconded, which that means liked, by De'Ami Brown. So these two guys are both not feeling the love in terms of contract extension talks with the Commanders, presumably.
Yeah, I think you can interpret that. That's how I took it. I was like, well, the disrespect, because supposedly these other teams are allowed to talk to
right.
So the disrespect has to be coming from his team right now.
This is probably why they feel disrespected. And this is just a guess. You've seen what Wagner and Ertz have signed for. They're basically signing for the same money or right around the same money they signed their one-year deals for. So I'm guessing that Peters has gone to both De'Ami Brown and Fowler and given them
similar money
to what they're making, maybe with a little bit of a bump, and they probably feel disrespected.
They want to get paid.
They can make more on the open market, which I'm sure their agents have told them. We're not even going to entertain these offers because we're going to hit free agency, and you're going to see much bigger offers roll in. So I can understand where the frustration comes from.
Sure.
They're expecting the team that took a chance on them to maybe give them a nice salary bump. But if you're Peters, you gotta watch the bottom line. You can't overextend these guys if you don't value them the same way other teams outside of this bubble are going to value them. So I would guess that's where the frustration is boiling over.
Yeah, I mean,
for these
I think
guys.
It's pretty obvious that they want to get paid. They both had good years for them. I think Fowler's a little bit more sexier numbers, although we did talk about the production was down in the second half of the season, maybe only two sacks in the last 8 or 10 games or so. I assume he'll get more money on the open market, and I think everybody assumes De'Ami will get more money on the open market.
His deleted tweet, which I saw on X going around, but I didn't know if it was real, but then Commander's Wire has also posted it, so I'm going to take them at their word that this is real. He said, this was deleted a couple minutes after he posted it, apparently. I play half the snaps and got the same stats as people you all be deriding. And I make it make sense. I'm tired of this poop emoji.
Right.
Wow. Yeah, he's just distraught. Here's what I would counter with Dante Fowler Jr. He's probably upset that, and these are just rumors, that the Commanders are either interested in Khalil Mack, all right, who he feels like he's 100 and his best days behind him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw DeMarcus Lawrence is a name. So that's Cowboys connection, free agent from the Cowboys with Dan Quinn, somebody who he coached, who had about the same number of sacks as Dante Fowler Jr. But this team couldn't stop the run. And Dante Fowler Jr. was part of it. His run defense grade, and I know this is PFF, it's not gospel, but he was 170th out of 211 edge defenders.
It's not super helpful.
170th out of 211.
I would argue if I was his agent, he was better than 41 other guys, though. That's I would spin it to the best of my.
That's all you could do.
That's all I could do at that point.
All you could do.
Right?
Well, you say, hey, listen, he wasn't brought here to stop the
run. Yeah, I would say he's going to give you 10-plus sacks. You want 10 sacks?
Mm-hmm.
Are you interested in that? That would be my selling point.
Right. Well, I think that you could pretty much kiss him goodbye.
Yeah.
Start tweeting like that. You see the obvious, disrespect that he feels. I think you can kiss Dante Fowler goodbye. For better or for worse, he ain't coming back. And it sure looks like Diami ain't coming back either, which I think most people had assumed, assuming he was going to get more money on the open market. But I can understand these guys, especially Diami, been here for a long time, worked hard, carving out a role, finally really started to blossom in the playoffs and in the last few weeks of the regular season. It's got to be disappointing when, look, they have the different mindsets. Yeah, the team has to manage
different viewpoints.
100 guys and 100 different contracts. And, you know, he's thinking about himself, and he does deserve a payday. So I can understand these guys being pissed off.
So back to Dante Fowler Jr.
But he's gone. He's gone.
Do you think it is disrespect that they would move on from him and sign somebody who would have, you know, far less sacks? So Josh Sweat is this big name. He's an Eagles. Fowler had 3.5 more sacks than him last season. Now, I mentioned the run grade. And age is a factor there because Sweat is 3 years younger.
Yeah.
But that's what Fowler's looking
at.
Fowler's looking at, I gave you 10.5 sacks.
What was Sweat's run grade? I need to know.
I'll have to look that up real quick.
If we're going to be talking about run grades and we're comparing these guys.
All right, I'm going to throw a name out here. And this is not a name I would usually throw out because he's old.
All right, just to answer EB's question, Josh Sweat's run grade was a 69.3, which is 48th amongst 211.
Way better.
When Fowler departs, should the Commanders have any interest in recently released, and I know he's old, Von Miller?
No. I think he is at
now,
the complete end of the road.
Don't we have enough of those old guys?
His last double-digit sack season was 2018.
Yeah. I think you answered your own question.
Doesn't he have a lot of off-the-field stuff?
I think he's had some issues off the field. He's had 8, 4.5, 5, 8. He had 0 sacks in 2023. I don't know what's going on there. And 6 this most recent season.
I mean, I'm sure he could help you in a spot, but no, not interested. We're trying
to build
something.
He's 36. Like, that's pretty old. For a pass rusher?
If we didn't have Bobby Wagner and all these other old guys, sure. But we already got enough old guys.
What about Khalil Mack? He's 34. That's a magic age for them. Ertz, 34. Wagner, 34. Khalil Mack. Add another 34-year-old.
I'd give Khalil Mack a 2-year deal.
Would you?
With what the way he's been producing? I'd rather have Khalil Mack than
give me his production.
Von Miller.
Give me Khalil Mack's production in the last couple years. He's clearly not the Khalil Mack that dominated. It was like an MVP candidate, you know, 7-8 years ago.
His run defense grade, EB, amongst 211. Care to guess?
It's 50.
2.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pass rush grade out of 211?
Yeah.
16.
So
PFF still likes what he's doing on the field.
This past season, Khalil Mack, he had 6 sacks, 2 forced fumbles. Now, the year before that, he had 17 sacks.
Uh-huh. How many games did he play last year?
Played 16. In the last 3 years, he's played 17, 17, 16.
I mean,
it's pretty durable.
Seems like he could still help you. I'll take him. It seems like he could help you. But don't get it twisted. Dante Fowler's gone.
Diami gone.
Those two guys are gone. There's a 0% chance those guys
come
back.
They should charter a private jet together and fly wherever they want out of Washington.
Those guys
are not re-signing here.
Those guys are gone.
Yeah.
That's just not going to happen.
I just need Diami to sign for more than $5 million a season wherever he winds up. It's all I need.
Let's open up the lines if people want to chime in. I know we're going to move on, but it's a big day. It's NFL free agency. You know, are you upset that they're going to move on from Dante and from Diami? It's pretty much obvious, right? They've given them maybe modest raises, and the guys want to get paid. 800-636-1067. Are you okay with that? And then of the guys that are left, in terms of sort of the big fancy names, Who do you want to go after? I'm still all in on Sweat. Even though he only had 6.5 sacks or whatever last year, I like taking away from the Eagles. I think that's a net positive. If we swapped out Fowler for Sweat, I think that'd be a good deal.
So they clearly prioritize Wagner and Ertz in free agency, and they signed Gonzalez in terms of taking care of their own. Before noon, do you think they, because I haven't seen it, maybe it's happened, do you think they take care of Tressway and a couple of the others?
I think.
Or are they going to let these guys test the market and then go out and sign like a Josh Sweat first and then get back to your Tressways of the world?
I don't think Tress is a priority from there in their mind.
I think Tress is, he's so ingrained here, they've probably gone to him and said, look, you know we're going to take care of you. Let us do the flurry of moves first, and then we'll take care of your deal.
Yeah, I don't like, know.
And also, you're a punter. You're gonna you get last priority. Well, okay.
You know our friend Ryan Keel, who is a long snapper in the league for like 10 years. And he always said to me, I remember talking to him, you know, every year when his contract would be up, and, you know, he's always a kind of a back end of the roster guy, but he 10 years in the league, maybe 11. I don't want to shortchange him. But he always said, you know, Eric, I don't want to just, you know, go somewhere where I might be able to steal a few extra bucks. I want to be under the radar. I want to be somebody that's not, I'm not an onerous contract by any stretch to them, you know.
Now, just want to survive the cuts.
You just want to just make those keep checks. Clocking those checks.
Yep. It's a great deal.
And
you can keep it going.
So, I mean, Tress could go somewhere and probably get more money, but are you going to be a little bit more vulnerable if you have a little bit of an off year?
Right.
I don't know. They're probably going to rely on Tress taking a bit of a hometown discount.
I mean, so far, I mean, out of 25 free agents, correct me if I'm wrong, they've re-signed three of them. Oh, no, four if you include Bates, right?
Bates signed as well.
So four. Four right. out of 25?
Yeah, it's still early.
Well, those are the priorities.
Yeah. But the other teams may come in and pluck them. I mean, even though they're not huge names, 12 o'clock, you might find out that Zaccheaus signed elsewhere and De'Ami Brown signed elsewhere.
Tells me that then Peters is fine with that.
Yeah.
He's fine with you coming in and picking over the roster once he's signed the guys that he doesn't want reaching free agency. He doesn't want them hitting the market.
Because I don't think anybody... Listen, I like Oz, what he did when given the opportunity, but no one's going to argue that he's critical.
No.
No.
Yeah. I think the next biggest names that they have are it's Fowler, who we've talked about.
He's gone.
It's Farrell, Tressway, Marcus Mariota. I think Marcus Mariota, I know I had him higher in my rankings than you guys. I think he's an important signing
on
this team.
He probably will have a market of teams that are interested in him, but if a team comes out of nowhere and offers him a, I don't know, 3-year, $21 million deal, I don't know if Adam Peters is going to want to match that.
We might not have to because, I mean, maybe you do, but at some point, some guys also, they look at the situation. He's made some money.
Yep.
Mariota's made some money. He doesn't necessarily, he's not desperate. He could stay here and wait for his opportunity, continue to groom Jaden. And one thing about beating Jaden's backup is all quarterbacks are vulnerable, but Jaden in particular is vulnerable to a big injury, you know? So if things are going well and you like your guys, you like your coaching staff, is it always best to chase the money? I don't know. I have a feeling that Mariota will be back somehow. If I had to bet. If you had to bet, Cakes...
If I had to bet, will he be back or will he be gone?
Yeah. It's like, I'm not going to put a large wager on it, but if I had to bet $5, I'd say he'll be back.
Probably.
He's been on four teams in the last 4 years.
Lean towards being back, but I wouldn't be surprised if he got an offer.
By the way,
he likes the guys. The guys like him. He performed well. They'll probably reward him a little bit, bump him. He's already making pretty good money.
He made $6 million last year.
Yeah, for like one start.
Here's how
he's made $75 million in his career.
Didn't even make a start.
He won the game. He won the final game against the Cowboys in Week 17.
So Jaden only played 16 games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And remember, he came in after one series in the Panthers game where Jaden banged up his rib.
One and a half starts.
Here's why the quarterback market is wild. I'll just give you the Denver Broncos room as an example. They really wanted to re-sign Jarrett Stidham, and I guess they did. And then the follow-up at the end of the story that I read, they said they hope to retain Zach Wilson, but they're not sure they're going to be able to. Zach Wilson's drawing interest from teams, so that leads me to believe that
Mariota,
who's got
that
a much
game.
Better resume, is going to
win the
interest.
Game. He had the game-winning touchdown.
I don't think he started it, though. I think Jaden started it. Remember?
Okay.
Remember that? No, they took him out at halftime.
Yeah, Jaden had a rough first half.
Yeah,
they said, what are we doing? We're gonna bench you.
Got you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But he threw the game-winning touchdown pass as time
expired. I'm not diminishing it. Yeah. I'm just saying, because I remember taking pride in that because I had a bet with Lurch about Jaden, you know, being able to get through the
season.
But
look, if Mariota walks, I can sign Jameis Winston. or I can sign my guy, Trey Lance. I can find somebody to play backup quarterback.
You can, but I think it's more than being the backup quarterback. I also think there's something to that mentorship thing.
Right.
But I don't know. We'll see. Do you necessarily want Jameis mentoring your young quarterback?
I want Jameis just because he's funny. Just because he entertains me.
I agree.
He's the funniest guy in the league.
I'm with you.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in on our MGM National Harbor listener lines. We've got Nikki Javala at 8 o'clock from the Washington Post as we talk a little more Commanders. Ryan Dunleavy is a national NFL writer for the Washington Post. A little bit later in the show, NFL free agency is going to...
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcast.
Kick off. We're just going to say it's going to kick off at 12. They call it the legal tampering period. It's free agency. It begins at noon. So big day in the NFL. Keep it here.